Welcome to A Journey Through Holy Week. I'm Ross, and I'm glad you're here. Today, we continue our journey to Resurrection Sunday. In a world that has grown increasingly busy, in a season that has been dominated by a global pandemic, I invite you to spend just a few minutes with us as we anticipate the coming of our resurrected Savior. Today is Holy Monday.
Today's reading is from John 12, verses 24 through 26 and 35 through 36. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
Jesus and his disciples traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover in the holy city, but there were still a few days before the celebration when he first arrived. Jesus spent these days teaching, and we just heard a bit of that teaching in the scriptures today read by my friend Mia. The words of Jesus here are confusing and complicated. Why is he talking about wheat and darkness? And why engage in this kind of teaching after the dramatic entrance he had yesterday? He had the city crying out that he was the long-awaited Savior, and now he's talking about death and believing in light? Unlike yesterday, I think today's passage is best examined through knowing how the story ends. Jesus is about to die. This passage in particular is foreshadowing the opportunity that will soon be presented to his followers. They will have the choice to invest in eternity rather than the ways of the world, to walk in the light instead of fall in darkness. Jesus knew his time was running short, and he was imploring anyone who would listen to take up the opportunity to become the good fruit that his death would bear. That same opportunity is presented to us, just as plainly as Jesus presented it to his first followers. As the scriptures say, we have the light, and we must believe in the light, so that we may become sons and daughters of the light. Did you catch that progression? We understand that while God hasn't ushered in the new Eden, we still have the light of the Holy Spirit within us. Therefore, we must believe in that. But more than just believe, we must become sons and daughters. That kind of intimate relationship is not only life-giving to us, but it comes with a responsibility and a power to live out our true identity in our homes, our churches, our communities, and our nation. Regardless of how you feel about a global pandemic or politics or any of the issues of today, I believe I can confidently say that we can all agree that this world needs more children of the light. What would that look like for you today, this week, this month, this year? As we listen to Mia read today's scripture again, pay particular attention to whatever God might be bringing to mind. Ask whatever questions come up with those around you and journey through Holy Week with your entire family via our free downloadable resource that will continue the conversation that we started today.
Today's reading is from John 12, verses 24 through 26 and 35 through 36. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
A Journey Through Holy Week is a product of Awana Audio and a special edition of the Resilient Disciples podcast. Huge thanks to Mia from Chicago and the team at Awana who made this podcast happen. Subscribe to the Resilient Disciples podcast wherever you listen and go to resilientdisciples.com for more resources on child discipleship all year long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for journeying with us. We'll talk tomorrow.